Welcome to Shalom Achshav and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Lea Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Basro, Daf Ayintes. The Gemara, Netab Ramudalaf brings, Omar Rav Yudo, Omar Rav, Kola Poyuish with Divir Toiro, Eish Uichaltur. Someone who leaves Divir Toiro, fire consumes him. The Gemara brings a pasuk for that. Then the Gemara says, Kiosor of Dim Yom Avionison, Kola Poyuish Atzmoim with Divir Toiro, Neifil Begehenim. Someone who leaves Divrei Torah falls in Gehenna. The Gemara brings a pasuk for that. Two maimers that seem to be different. One that says he's going to be burned. And one that says he's going to be neifel begehenna. How do we understand these two maimers? So there's three main mahalchi that we'll discuss here on this shir. Mahalach number one is the Maharsha. Maharsha Chedush HaGadol wants to say, they talk about two different cases. The first case talk about when you have two people. You have a chavrusa. Instead of learning together, they're causing each other to be battle. Each one is mevatas chaveiru midivrei toiru. If a person does that, then you get to the fire. And that's why he brings the lotion that kol poish midivrei toiru eshu chaltoi v'nasati esponai behem me'eshu tzove eshu tochlem lotion rabbi. The second part speaks about when a person just does it to himself. And that's very meduric in the lotion. Kol poish atzmoi midivrei toiru nefil begehenim. So the fire is a higher level of punishment for someone who's mevatel others. And Gehenim is a lower level of punishment for someone who's mevatel himself. That's what the Maharsha learns. The Maharal, both here in Chiddush HaGadol and a little more by Arichus and Nesivas Oil and Nesivas Torah Perek Tzvav, it seems that he's coming to say that there's two different inyanim over here. They're not talking about two different cases, but when a person leaves the Torah, on one hand he gets the fire, because the Torah is Eish, the Torah is considered to be Eish, so if you leave the Torah, you get fire. And the second Mandarma is saying that someone who leaves the Torah falls again. Why is that so? Because he leaves the Torah, so then he's taking himself away from Ikar Mitzias. And then he goes to Gehenim, because the Gehenim is the opposite of Mitzias. And this is the big Yisoid, always the Maharal mentions and others. The Gehenim, the main Gehenim is to be in existence. So Torah is the existence, the opposite is Gehenim. So two Nikudas, each one of them says, Mashal the Maharal says they're arguing, and it's two different Nikudas. Similar to the Maharal, the same Derech is the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover and the Ori Toiro Oysa Mechgemo. And he goes with a little different Nikudo, but he says that there's two Nikudas over here. One is when a person leaves the Toiro, he has fire. Fire means not the punishment, like the Maharal and Marshall learn. But he's talking about he gets fire, he has the Yitzhahara of Taiva. Because he has Taiva, like a fire. He wants to go and do things which have to do with Taivis and Znus and things have to do with that Yitzhahara. And in addition, someone who leaves the Torah, he has the Yitzhahara of Gehenim. He goes on to explain that there's four Yisoidus in the Bria, which we have fire and wind and water, and then you have earth. And Ofer belongs to Gehenim. The Ofer, the earth, is the lowest part in the Bria, and that's where the Gehenim, is called Yirido. You go down to the bottom. So someone who connects the Torah goes up to the highest level. And he leaves the Torah, he goes down to the lowest level. So Pshat is either Yitzhar of Taivo, talk about someone who goes down to the lowest level, and it's similar Mahalach of the Maharal, every two Nikudas that happen when a person leaves the Torah. Finally, we'll end over here with a Divrei Toras Chaim, where the Toras Chaim he explains in the Sugyo. Now, Toras Chaim speaks about the first part of the Gemara, but the Chora, based on what he says, is very clear what the second part of the Gemara is. Toras Chaim says it like this. What are we talking about when we're saying that someone who is praised with Divrei Torah, Eishu Chaltoi. So he says what we mentioned in the Shiurim of Rav Arbachano, that when a person goes into the Olam Ha'emes, he has to go through Nahar Dinor. Nahar Dinor, as we mentioned then, is the letters Yarden. It's the river that separates to go into Olam Ha'emes. You have to go through Nahar Dinor. The Tzaddikim go through Nahar Dinor, and they're not affected. They're able to pass Nahar Dinor and get to Olam Ha'emes. The Rishayim go to the Nahar Dinor and they stay there in Nahar Dinor. And they are consumed by Nahar Dinor. And he goes on and he brings what's brought down in Chagigo, in the end of the Masechto, that Tevi Chachomim ein ur shel Gehenom shodas behem. The fire of Gehenom doesn't control Tevi Chachomim. It says to his Chaim, it's not that Tevi Chachomim don't go to Gehenom. They have to go to Gehenom too. But the fire of Gehenom will not affect them. They'll be able to go through Gehenom and still survive. So meaning, everybody who has a virus needs to go through the Nahar Dinor, through the Gehenim. But whoever has the Koyach HaToiros, he survives it. Says the Toras Chaim, that's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara is saying, someone who leaves the Toiro, so he doesn't have the protection of Toiro. If he does have protection, Torah is shechalto. Everybody goes into the Gehenna part. But the question is, will it be effective or not? If you have the Torah, so you protect it. If not, it's shechalto. Now, the Yoschai doesn't continue this, but according to this, that's the Hemshach Gemara, is really the same thing. Someone who leaves the Torah, no, he'll be Gehenna. He's going to fall into Gehenna, and the Gehenna will affect him. It's really the same thing. Eshechalto means that he doesn't have the protection of the Torah, so the Gehenna affects him, and that's what he means in the next Rosh. He's Neufel Begehenna. They're both the same idea, that the Gehenna will affect these person who doesn't have the protection of Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotzgo, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.